Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. And this Wednesday is when we gather and we talk about the astrology and energies of today and the week ahead. I'm Molly McCord and I really appreciate your presence. And I'm grateful for those of you who have been following the show for a while now, as well as those of you who went into the archives of the show. Nearly 5 years of content is available for you to download. And I was thinking about that the other day, that, you know, if you have any trips coming up or you're going to travel or you're just needing something fresh on your MP3 player or iPod, you can download a bunch of these shows. Everything is available from when the show started, all kinds of topics ranging from relationships to spiritual growth and great interviews with people, healing topics, just a variety. So check that out. It's available. It's free. And I hope that the information and content supports you with whatever you are moving through right now. So we talk about the astrology of right now, and here we are, the middle of June 2017. And June has been, I feel, a little bit calmer. And I hope you are feeling that too in your world. It's different for all of us. And we have a few tricky energies coming up over the next week, so I'm going to touch on those. A lot of what I share with you is not public. In fact, I would say 60% of my work and my business is behind the scenes, meaning I don't put it out there or even advertise it that much. I work with people one-on-one. I do sessions. I have groups, different spiritual groups that I lead and facilitate and teach. And I have my mastery courses and other things that I do. So I'm not really out there with everything I do because I can't overdo it for myself. And I bring that up because there's been a lot of bigger energies that can make us feel like we're overdoing it. That can be mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. It can be this sense of there's so much. And one of the main themes right now, the middle of June, is to check in with yourself and your self-management. I had this little issue with myself over the weekend. It's like, okay, Molly, you need to do a little inventory here because we can have a lot on our plates that accumulates over time. Our to-do lists can be so big, right? Well, the sun in Gemini is that active, busy, restless doer. And it's been inspiring us to talk about things, to share our ideas. Maybe a lot of ideas are coming through you, a lot of things are coming in, or possibilities or projects you want to work on. But here's the astrological heads up right now. The sun in Gemini is about to make an exact opposition to Saturn in Sagittarius. Saturn is usually a stop sign. It's the no, it's the red light, it's the applying the brakes to reassess. So today is Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. There's a sense of applying the brakes. And if you don't do it, an authority figure could do it. Because Saturn is an authority figure. It's who we report to, whether that's a manager or a boss. It's a father figure, it's a police officer, it's someone who has the authority to say no, or let's rein this in. When the sun opposes Saturn, this only happens once a year. Once a year. So the next few days are an annual time for you to slow something down, especially your brain, because we can have that monkey mind, you know, and we can be so busy and going in all these different directions. And Gemini likes to be busy. adding to this is Mercury in Gemini right now that likes to be busy. That's go, go, go. I can do it all. I can get this done. Let me try this. How about this? It's a talker. It's that part of us that really is looking at information. And in our day and age, there's a lot of information all around us. So it would be a really good time to take a break of some sort where you engage less or you feel yourself just pulling back, doing less online, less email, less texting, less social media, to balance yourself. And that's really the gift of this annual opposition between the Sun and Saturn. The Sun in Gemini is all about our daily work, our daily tasks, what we're focusing on, the doing. It's where we are accumulating information, we're learning, we're studying, we're understanding new things. But Saturn in Sagittarius is the bigger picture. So it's a checking in point of the bigger picture. And are your daily activities really supporting your long-term vision, your bigger dream, what you really truly want to experience in your life? And these aren't dreams that are just flights of fancy, because Saturn is saying you can make it real if you put in the work, if you commit to it, and you show up. So maybe we've all been going, you know, a little bit on overload because we lost track of what that bigger dream is. So this is what we're checking in with right now. And like I said, this past weekend I had a little self-management meeting with myself. I was like, okay, Molly, you have these ideas and you can jot them all down. But what is really worth your time? And that's what you need to ask yourself, because Saturn is also about time. The fact that things take time, to honor time, to respect the amount of time that goes into something that you're creating, but also the limitations of time, right? That you only have so much time in a day. So you're looking at, okay, where do I need to direct my energy to make the most of my time? And it's not just time on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. It's this time, the time of your life, the time in your life. So if you can, pull it back the rest of this week and look at what you can eliminate, where you can make things simpler. Again, if you don't do it, something outside of yourself may come in and put the kibosh on it. When we are careless and reckless with this energy, we have accidents. And then we're having to sit on the couch and, you know, keep an ankle up, like you twist an ankle. You have to keep it propped up, and that's the universe's way of slowing you down, right? So be very mindful of this. Be very conscious of it. One of the gifts of astrology is that we can work with these energies intentionally and know that it's all in due time. It's the perfect time to take a break. You know, it's the middle of June, and it's going to be a beautiful June weekend, and we're approaching the next solstice, and where can you just take a load off? So the Sun and Saturn are meeting up at 24 degrees. Look in your chart if you have any planets or points at 24 degrees, and you're going to feel this the most. Then the Sun is going to continue on, obviously, as it does, and it comes to hit a few more hot spots in the sky. It's going to meet up with the north and south nodes at 27 degrees. Then it's going to meet up with Uranus in Aries at 27 degrees. Then it's going to make a square to Chiron in Pisces at 28 degrees. So the sun is entering some interactions here with some bigger planets. And when it does that, we want to stay open to decisions, choices, next steps, the bigger picture. The outer planets are typically the bigger picture of your life, the bigger themes, the bigger trends, the bigger directions, and also just that sense of what's it all about. The sun in Gemini is about our thought processes, how we receive information, how we talk, how we interact with people. And so it's very mental, very cerebral. And as it meets up with these other planets, we're going to feel that we have to talk about something. We have to say it. We have to speak our truth. We activate more of our throat chakra. Okay? We activate, I have to get this out. So the sun is going to meet up with the north node in Leo, which is going to be really kind of this encouraging sense of this is who I am and what I have to say, and just feeling proud. Leo is a proud sign. It's a creative heart sign. So you might have something from your heart that you need to express. And it could be even spicy, unexpected, rebellious, revolutionary, because at the same time, the sun is also going to connect with Uranus in Aries at 27 degrees. So it's kind of like big things are revealed or said, or you just feel like you've got to get it off your chest, or you have to make a declaration, or you realize something. It could be mental, like I realize this. I finally have a breakthrough around this idea that's been kicking around in my brain, and I couldn't figure out the solution, and then bam. So this is going to be strong over this weekend. This energy, this sense of new understandings, new information, could be new information coming in either through a conversation with somebody, a sibling, a neighbor, a friend, a new friend, or it could be information that comes into you just from spirit, from God. You just get this download, this clarity. So that's exciting. Then we have the sun making the square to Chiron. And, you know, it's interesting because I was just speaking with a lovely client whose birthday is coming up, and she's experiencing her natal sun in Gemini is being squared by Chiron right now. And essentially that can feel like you don't fit in. A misfit, you don't know what's next. It's a wound, it's a vulnerable, tender spot that feels like a separation from your self-love, your self-value. Chiron in Pisces is showing us our spiritual and emotional wounds. And the gift of Chiron is that it shows us the wound first. Okay, it's that tender, vulnerable, soft spot that we all carry. Some of us hide it better than others. I don't hide it because I love vulnerability. I think vulnerability is awesome. But some people, you know, hide it or they're not in tune with it or they don't feel it or they don't sense it for themselves. But we all have the Chiron energy in our charts. And it's essentially also this incredible healing point. Where you say, oh, gosh, I do feel like I don't fit in right now. I feel like such an outcast. I feel like I don't know what to do, where to belong. Like, you just get that sense of maybe who am I? What's my life about? What am I even doing here? You know, the big questions. But what it does for you is it can allow you to have this opening to greater soul energy, like this, especially in Pisces. It's like you ask a question and then you listen and you go and you meditate and then you feel your angels come in, you feel your guides come in, you feel God, you feel source. It's like, boom, you get all this spiritual, I want to say validation. And that's Chiron in Pisces. And that's why it's awesome to be vulnerable, because it's through that vulnerability that you then open up to higher answers and understanding when you have the courage to go there. And so this energy is going to come up here. It comes up collectively because the sun, as it moves through the signs, is a collective energy for everybody. So everyone's going to have that sense of vulnerability, or that sense of, what am I doing here? What's it all about? That's again this weekend into Monday. It's at 28 degrees. So the sun in Gemini squares Chiron in Pisces. And you can look in your chart, your natal astrology chart, at where this is showing up for you. And the houses that it's showing up for you in will reveal where that vulnerability is. If it's happening in the second house or the eighth house, it's probably about money. And the money you're making, or the money you're not making, or the money you owe people, or always being in debt. It could be in your seventh house, which is relationships, and you could feel like, am I always going to be alone, or why aren't I in the right relationship, or is this relationship right for me? So the houses show you the themes and the area of life where these energies are working with you. If you do not have your natal astrology chart, you can get that at astro.com, the free website. Enter in your birth information, and you will get your natal astrology chart and a lot of good information. They have a lot of good daily as well as monthly horoscopes that are free. So we've got this sun squaring Chiron. And as we move into that last degree then, the sun goes to 29 degrees of Gemini, then, boom, it goes to 0 degrees of Cancer on June 21st. Now, here in the Northern Hemisphere, that is the summer solstice. It is when there is the most light in the sky. It is typically a time of celebration. There are parties all over the world during this day, and that's because of the light. The ingress into sun in Cancer. So it is the 21st, June 21st in the Eastern time zone, but it's June 20th for some other time zones. So it depends on where you are. But those two nights, let's say June 20th and June 21st, the days where there's so much light, people stay out late, they have their summer parties, they have summer celebrations, it's the beginning of summer. And so the sun enters Cancer. And Cancer is really about home and heart and our emotional world and our home base. And it's also the first water sign since the astrological journey began in Aries. It's the first water sign. So it's where we meet our emotional home, where we have this new sense of, how do I feel about this? Or how do I feel about myself? Or am I trusting my intuition? Does my heart connect? Is there meaning here? Cancer is very nurturing. It's a caretaker. It's accommodating. It helps things to grow. Think of your mother. Think of a mother. Nurtures until so something can grow. It's a support system. So it's your inner support system as well. It's your heart. It's when the flowers in the garden really bloom because they've been nurtured and they're taken care of when the sun is in Cancer. They feel safe to bloom. Cancer is about safety. It's about that sense of, where do I fit in the world and do I feel safe here? And if Cancer does not feel safe, it can be defensive. It can be passive-aggressive. It's the sign of the crab. So think of the summer beach, and you see the little crabs, and they move sideways. Cancer won't direct something head on. Cancer moves side to side to deal with things because it's safer to move side to side. So we're coming up here to a real change in the energy field. We start to open our hearts more. We come back to what matters, what has meaning in our lives. We've been so busy and such thinkers and talkers with the sun in Gemini that we shift into our heart chakra at the solstice. We have Mars in Cancer right now, leading the energy, and he's making us aware of what matters to our emotional selves. What is worth fighting for emotionally? Where do we have perhaps anger that doesn't know where to go? Where do we need to redirect emotions so that they can be acknowledged? Cancer really just wants to be acknowledged and to feel safe. So that's what Mars in Cancer is showing us. It can show you perhaps where you don't feel safe. You know, one of the best, or I shouldn't say best, but it is. It's a great teaching from Buddha, is how there is the other side of every emotion. And so the Buddha talks about greed, and the Buddha talks about anger and ignorance as these parts of our lives that we struggle with. Well, the other side of anger is compassion. The other side of greed is generosity. The other side of ignorance is wisdom. And I feel that the Cancer energy can help us highlight some of that. We can highlight, okay, I feel anger here, but how can I turn it into better self-compassion and allow myself to have these feelings and to be very conscious of what I do with them? So Mars in Cancer is kind of uncomfortable because it isn't really... Mars likes to be direct and start a fight and make progress and get things done and charge ahead. And Cancer wants to stay at home and is a feeler and is emotional and doesn't want to direct anything head on. So there, you can have this sense of, I don't know what to do with this feeling. I don't know what to do with my anger. It can feel kind of back and forth. You know, you step on one right foot, and then you step on the left foot, and you step on the right foot, and you step on the left foot. You just move the energy back and forth. Try to find a way to just allow the feelings to move through you as they are with self-honor and self-care, and then find the compassion in it. I feel, too, like, you know, we're building up to a lot of strong Leo energy later this summer, late July and into August. So that is going to be a much more assertive time. There'll be more planets in Leo. We're going to have the eclipses in Leo. We have the North Node in Leo. It's like we're just kind of getting to all this Leo energy that's very action-oriented, it's creative, it's expressive, it's proud, it wants to get things done. You know, it's also stubborn and strong-willed. And I think that part of the journey for all of these astrological signs is honoring where we're at right now. And so whatever you move through right now, whatever's coming up for you right now, you're going to feel stronger about it when we have more planets in Leo. And yet, we're not supposed to be there yet. You're still receiving the information you need right now. So be receiving and be receptive, especially when the sun goes into Cancer early next week. Now, the other big thing we've got going on here is Neptune is at 14 degrees of Pisces and moving very slowly to turn retrograde on Friday. So 14 degrees of Pisces is currently a hot spot, if you will. If you have any planets in Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, or Pisces at 14 degrees, you are feeling this energy strongly. And Neptune, I always, you know, think of Neptune as just, you have to be on a raft out in the ocean and you don't see any land and you don't have anything grounding. You just float, or you're even just floating on a cloud. Neptune is where we have spiritual connections. We meditate. We listen. And we hear the voice, the whispers. We hear our soul. We hear guidance with Neptune. But with Neptune, things are not clear. It's foggy and fuzzy. So with the bigger Neptune energies, we tend to feel fuzzier and foggier. We can get sick, whether it's allergies or the flu, pneumonia, or something else that takes us out. We can feel more tired. We just want to nap all the time. You might even feel like you can't sleep well, like you can't get that deep rest. Neptune is the sign, especially in Pisces, where we can be really creative. It's great for music. It's great for art. It's great for expression. But it doesn't do detail well. It just doesn't do details. It doesn't care about details. It wants to float away or swim away. It wants to do its own thing and not be constrained. So it could be like, I just want to be on vacation. You could have that sense of, I don't want to do anything, especially on Friday. You know, it would be interesting to see, like, do people call in sick? Well, here in the United States, it's a holiday weekend because it's Father's Day. And so there could be, you know, people calling in sick to take a longer weekend, or maybe they're starting on a vacation, the kids are out of school. You want to escape with the strong Neptune energies. You just want to leave. And some people do leave, and by that I mean through death. Neptune is the sign of everything transitions into a different energy. Nothing is permanent. And we get those reminders with strong Neptune periods where we see how energy always changes form. We see how nothing is forever. So I'll be curious to see if we have any people leaving around this next week or so, any big celebrities. Neptune is Hollywood. It's the movies. Because it's celebrities. It's what's not real. Neptune is not real, right? Hollywood is not real. Celebrities are idealized. It's how we idealize something to make it desirable, to make it interesting. So it's very much Hollywood. It's sci-fi. It's the other worlds that we go to, like Lord of the Rings or Pandora, or these other places that we want to travel to escape our reality. That's the strong Neptune stuff. So Neptune is going to be going retrograde at 14 degrees. It goes all the way back to 11 degrees the end of November, 11 degrees. So we're now entering a phase where we retract into our own inner realms for new messages and new understanding. And to listen more. So as your week goes ahead, take more time to listen. Take more time to be spiritually tuned in, just to meditate, to be open, to make conscious choices where if you want to escape and get out, do it mindfully, do it in a healthy way. You know, keep an eye on the alcohol or the drugs or anything that is taking you into different areas. Stay mindful of those habits. And next Wednesday, we will meet again to talk about more of the energies of the solstice. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful week ahead. I hope you have some really lovely breaks and you can take a load off, because that's really an important theme right now. Thanks for your time. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.